Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Radio is on the air, live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the City by the Bay. Obviously, folks, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill. For the next hour, we'll have a little fun. We'll talk a little sports. We'll talk a little smack as well. Open phone lines are on the plan if you want to join us for the smack talking. You can 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line for you Saturday night, Sunday morning drunks. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, we'll hear from Seth Meyers, and of course, the great Seth Meyers. He's got a lot of things to say, but we'll hear from Seth, as well as the great Dominic Jimenez, right? Dom's Diner. We're, of course, in the Houston Rockets. Is sold out. If you want to go to the game, you really want to go to the game, I'm understanding that the scalpers are getting $500 for a cheap seat, upwards of $4,000 for a courtside seat for this game. I kid you not. Game 3, the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors later today at the Oakland Coliseum Arena. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Once again, toll-free open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Their Sleep Number set.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America.
For President Trump and his inner circle, the past 48 hours have brought one damning bombshell after another. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Since Donald Trump was elected, the news has been coming at us fast, but the last 48 hours have felt like standing in front of one of those tennis ball machines without a racket. Ow! China! Ow! North Korea! Michael Cohen! Don Jr.! Porn stars! Collusion! Ow! Ow! Obstruction! Oh! Royal wedding! Ow! Giuliani! It's been a truly head-spinning 48 hours of news. In fact, things are so crazy that I'm just gonna sit here with my mouth open so that they can digitally add in all the breaking news that will happen after we tape this show tonight, but before it airs. Here we go.
President Trump filed a new financial disclosure form admitting he lied about repaying his lawyer for a hush payment to Stormy Daniels, while the Senate Judiciary Committee released new evidence about Don Jr.'s meeting with the Russians at Trump Tower suggesting an attempted cover-up. And also, a Qatari businessman says Cohen asked him for $1 million. And also, Cohen was working on a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. And also, Donald Trump is currently leading the police on a high-speed chase on the Los Angeles freeway in a white Ford Bronco.
Who knows? We had to make some educated guesses. I hope all that information was correct. Now, as we learned last week, Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, had a secret shell company set up not only to pay off Stormy Daniels, but to collect millions of dollars in secret payments from companies and a firm link to a Russian oligarch. We know about these secret payments because Cohen's bank records were leaked. But last night, we got a truly crazy story about why the person who leaked those bank records decided to do it.
The New Yorker, speaking to a law enforcement official who claims to be the individual who leaked Michael Cohen's bank records, a whistleblower. Quote, the official had grown alarmed after being unable to find two important reports on Cohen's financial activity in a government database. The official, worried that that information was being withheld from law enforcement, released the remaining documents. The two missing reports reportedly involved more than $3 million in additional transactions, which we have not seen, triple the amount in the report that was released last week.
Wow, so an anonymous law enforcement official discovered that some of Cohen's bank records detailing more than $3 million in secret payments were missing and decided to leak the rest of them. Man, you know a story is crazy when it involves a deep throat and an actual porn star. Also, can I just say that whenever they eventually make a movie about all this, it is gonna suck because it will never be as crazy as the real thing. Plus, it's hard to follow all the in real time. Imagine if you compressed it into 2 hours. You'd have to cut the screen into 9 blocks. Of course, the Cohen news also coincides with huge new developments in the Russia investigation. Now, one of the big questions in that investigation has been whether special counsel Robert Mueller can indict the president. Basically, there's a debate about it. Justice Department guidelines say no, but others say he could. Yesterday, however, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said out of nowhere that he had been assured that Mueller would not try to indict Trump.
Giuliani is telling CNN tonight that he has been told by the special counsel, by Bob Mueller's team, that they cannot indict a sitting president.
I asked him specifically if they realized or acknowledged they didn't have the power to indict. And then the next day or the day after, they clarified it for Jay Sekulow, who was with me at the meeting, that they didn't have the power to indict.
Just think about how dumb this is. He's not saying the president's innocent. He's saying you can't indict him. It's like if your wife asked you where you've been all night and you said, cheating isn't grounds for divorce. In fact, not only is Rudy not going on TV and proclaiming Trump's innocence, he's going on TV and, as usual, making him sound incredibly guilty. Last night, for example, he went on Fox News again, where he was asked about the allegations of Russian collusion against the Trump campaign, and Rudy tried to claim there was nothing wrong with getting dirt on your opponent from a foreign adversary.
When I ran against them, they were looking for dirt on me every day. I mean, that's what you do. Maybe you shouldn't, but you do it. Nothing illegal about that. And even if it comes from a Russian or a German or an American, it doesn't matter. And they never used it, is the main thing. They never used it. They rejected it.
Rejected it? Rejected what? Did Rudy Giuliani just go on TV and reveal that they did get dirt from the Russians and just didn't use it? Man, for a guy who looks like he eats brains, he sure doesn't have any. Also, does anybody believe that Trump would get dirt on Hillary and decide not to use it?
No, I want to win fair and square. Put this dirt in my safe next to Obama's Kenyan birth certificate.
In fact, Rudy isn't the only Trump lawyer who's been on TV confessing the stuff. Trump's former divorce lawyer, Jay Goldberg, went on MSNBC this week, where he was asked about Michael Cohen's alleged mob ties, and out of nowhere, he basically seemed to confess that Cohen, Trump's fixer, paid off the mob on Trump's behalf when Trump was a real estate developer.
We hear a lot now about potential money laundering and the mafia. Why do you think that comes up with Michael Cohen?
Well, people involved in the building trades are at the mercy of the mob.
Do you think Michael Cohen's job at times was to keep the mob away from Donald Trump?
Well, if he says he was a fixer, then the question is, what did he fix and what needed fixing? What needed fixing was relations with the mob.
I'm sorry, who is that guy looking at? Is there a ghost on set? Does he see a mobster with wings? Is it the devil saying, soon your soul will be mine? Of course, all this infuriates Trump, who cannot stop lashing out on Twitter and in private about the investigation. The Washington Post reported this week that the president vents to associates about the FBI raids on his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, as often as 20 times a day. Trump gripes that he needs better TV lawyers to defend him on cable news. You mean somebody better than Atticus Grinch over here? That's right, Trump wants TV lawyers. I can't wait for his trial.
Your Honor, I'd like you to introduce my legal team, Perry Mason, Allie McBeal, Boston Legal, Jag, Matlock, Celino Barnes-Suits, and John Travolta for the Beaver Lizard O.J. Simpson.
As a reminder that Trump sees the entire world through TV. When it comes time to go before a judge, he's going to be shocked. Mr. Trump, how do you plead?
Who are you? I thought I was getting hot bench.
It's a real show. Of course, right now, Trump's main TV lawyer is Giuliani, who has repeatedly gone on TV to contradict Trump and confess things that Trump has previously denied. Now, apparently, Trump and Rudy do meet to discuss strategy, although it doesn't sound like they get into the legal nitty-gritty. Giuliani told the Post that the two men huddled for 5 hours May 6th at Trump National Golf Club in Virginia, eating a Cobb salad, Giuliani, and a well-done burger, Trump, with half a bun in service to his health. I do that too sometimes, Giuliani said about the half bun. It's a good way to do it. Well, it must be because you both look great. Goodbye, other bun. What do you do for exercise? I like to jog up the first couple steps on the escalator before I settle into my lean. Do you think Rudy's incompetent when it comes to the law? Apparently, he's also bad at getting out of cars. According to the Daily News, Giuliani and his staff doored a pedicab driver in Midtown Thursday. People think he's going to see Mueller coming. He didn't even check both ways for a pedicab. Now, Trump and Giuliani keep calling Mueller's probe a witch hunt, but in reality, it seems like almost everyone who is interviewed by Mueller's team comes out scared about how much he knows. Just take former Trump aide Michael Caputo, who said Mueller was still very interested in allegations of collusion.
These guys have got every single email, anything that's ever gone down, and they're clearly focused on trying to identify some Russian collusion.
You do not believe that they have ruled out the idea of that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia?
No, I don't think so at all. I think they're still focused on it. They know exactly what they're looking for, and they have emails backing it up. And I don't think that they ask any questions they don't already know the answer to. Thank goodness I watch a lot of cop TV.
Oh, you watch a lot of cop TV? Well, then let me ask you this question. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Let's be honest, cops is going to be great preparation because it's only a matter of time before we see on CNN a shaky footage of a naked, blurry Trump being chased down the street.
There was no collusion. You colluded. I didn't collude.
This has been a closer look.
Justified just keeps winning, folks. If you like Bob Baffert, I'm talking about maybe the greatest trainer in the world of professional horse racing, no doubt about it. When it comes to the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown, this guy's king. Of course, he's at it again. Of course, Justify overcame a very sloppy track. Fog, people couldn't. If you looked at the, if you watched the race on television, you had problems watching the entire race because the fog was so bad. So just imagine a horse freaking out, going through all this kind of head trips and prevailing and paying $250. Not much, but it paid $250 on a $2 bet. Straight up, looks like we have a good Triple Crown opportunity here. Of course, June the 9th. It's all going down, man. The Belmont Stakes. It's a long, long race. We'll get into that later. But the horse paid $250. Actually paid $280, $280, and $260 across the board. Bravado came in second at 15-1. He paid $760 and $480. And in third place came 25-1 underdog, tenfold. And he paid $680. Straight up, you're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The U.S.
U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Check it. Of course, we're going to Nicaragua. That's right, Nicaragua, Managua, Nicaragua. I'm talking about the World Boxing Organization. The actual 32nd Congress is going to go down straight up. It'll be a wonderful event, no doubt about it, as we return to the home of the late, great world boxing champion. We'll talk about the three-division champion, the great Alexis Arguello, the great late Alexis Arguello. We'll get into that story probably in another show. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a tremendous event. You get to spend some time with some of the WBA world champions. In fact, I'm told that Canelo Alvarez may be in the house. We'll see if he can get off that steroid suspension. I don't know why he's trying to go down. I guess he wants to lobby. He's trying to lobby himself back into a position, of course, to get it on with Triple G. Of course, they're supposed to hook it up in September if he gets off this self-induced suspension. When you take steroids and get caught, guess what? You can't blame anybody but yourself. But don't forget, the WBO and Pedro going to Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. Check us out if you'd like to go down and have a nice vacation, spend some time in a beautiful place. Managua is a wonderful place. I've been there before. As I said, it's been about 7 days down there with Alexis Arguello in 1999. Of course, he passed away in 2007. That's a bit tragic. I don't get into that too much in depth. But straight up, WBO, Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. I got to tell you what happened tonight in the world of boxing, because not a lot happened. What I mean by that is, you know, Showtime threw a card, but sort of hard to get up for this card. The reason why I say that is, you know, Gary Russell Jr., he doesn't float my boat. So when you don't float somebody's boat, it's tough to get them interested in watching a boxing match, okay? And I, being a boxing fan, I have to watch boxing fast. Boxing matches doesn't mean I really want to sometimes. Anyway, the bottom line is Gary Russell now 29-1, 17 KOs, a 12-round decision win over previously undefeated Olympian Joseph Diaz. Diaz came in at 26-0, left 26-1. It was the MGM Grand National in Orion Hill, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. The scores were 115, 113, 117, 111, and 117, 111. The main event, the Superman. Not so super. The guy's 40 years old, man. I'm talking about Adonis Superman Stevenson, of course, formerly of the Kronk Gym, when the Kronk Gym was hot and happening in Detroit, Michigan. Anyway, the bottom line is he's 40. And when you're 40, you know, it's sort of tough to, it's tough to compete. I mean, especially when you only fight once or twice a year. I mean, think about this. How good would you be if you did something only twice a year? In other words, if you delivered mail, you know, you delivered mail twice a year, how good could you be if you only delivered twice a year? That's what I'm trying to say about boxing as well. Baseball players play 162 games. Obviously, you know, the wear and tear is different. What I'm trying to say is I think the fighters need to be more active. Not 162 fights a year, but a lot more than one or two. Anyway, Adonis Stevenson, now 29-1-1, a draw tonight with Bodak Jack the Ripper. Bodu Jack, they call him the Ripper, 21-1 now. Four draws, 13 KOs. It was a tough fight to score back and forth. The judges had it even at 114, 113. Then one judge had it 7-5 in rounds for Jack. And the other judge had it 114, 114, meaning it was a majority draw. Stevenson retains his WBC title. All in all, it wasn't the most exciting fight in the entire world. But it did have some sparks down the end. I mean, Stevenson did come back and show that he had a little heart in him. I used to think he had no heart whatsoever. In other words, you know, bit of a dog, woof, woof. Well, tonight he proved he wasn't a dog, and he did prevail, defending his title, keeping his title via a majority draw. Of course, that takes care of the boxing world. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Wow. Let's go to, where are we going with the UFC now? Wow, we were in, like, Brazil last week, right? Well, they stayed in South America. They went to the Movie Star Arena in Santiago, Chile. I kid you not. First time they ever went to Chile. The main event, Kamaru Usman defeated, wow, pretty hot, stunned to read this. I'm just reading this right now. Damian Maia, this unanimous nod across the board, 50-45, meaning a shutout, 5 rounds to zip, 10 points to the winner, 9 or less to the loser. And that was a shutout right there, 49-46 with the other two scores. So, wow, it was a bit of a rout, 4-1 on two scorecards, 5 to zip on the other. A bit of an upset here. Damian Maia thought to be the favorite going in there. But, you know, he's had a few fights. And when I say a few fights, I mean, when you've had a few fights, like rumbles, you know, things happen. I'm trying to tell you, that's why longevity is not with these guys as far as the UFC is concerned. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. These guys are in death match after death match after death match. Speaking of death matches, this wasn't a bit of a death match. It ended a little bit early. It was a women's match. There were 3 women's matches on out of 13 on this card coming to you from San Diego, Chile. A women's strawweight bout, meaning 115 pounds. Tatiana Suarez defeated Alexa Grasso. That was the rear naked choke called. That's right, chicks choking out people on TV. Would you have thought of that 15 or 20 years ago? Think about that. Female phenoms, not Ronda Rousey, 15 years ago. Could you imagine Ronda Rousey being the centerpiece of the world of mixed martial arts or combat sports and her being such a big star 15 years ago? No, I didn't imagine it. But the UFC has rocked and rolled, of course, and you got to credit Dana White for that. Of course, Dana sold it for $4.2 billion after buying it for like less than $1 million. Good deal, don't you think? Anyway, Dominic Reyes was winner. He beat Jared Cannonier. It was a TKO in the first round, 255. And some of the other names on the card, well, there isn't too many more names. Everybody's trying to build people up. And, of course, they got this South American card, so they put a lot of fighters on the card from South America. All in all, Kamaru Usman pulled off a pretty good upset. Now, let's talk about the world of the UFC as far as fights are concerned, quality fights are concerned. I mean, you look at the schedule, I say to myself, you know, it ain't happening. As far as quality fights are concerned, we've got maybe one good fight coming up. I'm talking about UFC 226, Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier in the main event. But that's not the good fight. The real good fight, maybe the fight of the year, folks. I kid you not. Circle this date on your calendar if you're a fight fan. 7-7-18, July 7, 2018, T-Mobile Arena, Paradise, Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. I'm talking about the World Featherweight Championship, 145. Max Holloway, the champion, loser in 3 fights, 19-3, 22 fights in all, taking on undefeated Brian Ortega. Brian's some like 14 and zip. Brian's the real deal. Brian's the phenom. Brian's the guy that, how could I put this? I think Brian will put the fear in anybody at 145 or 155 right now. As far as 170 is concerned, we'll see if he can grow into that. But right now, I think he's the best fighter either at 145 or 155. And Khabib, that includes you as well. So, of course, he is the current lightweight champion after 3 or 4 guys pulled out of matches, including Max Holloway. Of course, Max Holloway was willing to step in, take on Khabib when Tony Ferguson got hurt about a month ago. But that didn't happen. Max couldn't make the weight. But Max says he'd make 145. Of course, this is July. It'll happen. Brian Ortega, I think he should be the favorite here. Why? He's just that good. He's that phenomenal. Francis Ngannou, the knockout, heavyweight knockout artist of the UFC. Of course, the guy that knocked at everybody, but the champion, Stipe Miocic, in his last fight, of course, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. After knocking Stipe around in that first round, he got beat down, baby, over the next 4.5 rounds. Derek Lewis is in the opposite side of the octagon. This heavyweight battle is going to be 3 rounds, and you got to figure Ngannou is going to have his hands full with Lewis at least for a little while until he lands that big bomb, if he lands it. But he's one of those guys, like I told you before, if they don't land the big punch, it doesn't matter how hard they punch. If they can't hit you, it doesn't matter. Ernie Shavers, when the greatest, I'm going to put this, according to Larry Holmes of Muhammad Ali, he was the hardest puncher in the history of boxing, okay? But if he didn't hit you, you didn't go down, okay? Or you didn't get hurt. He was very slow as well. Bottom line is, power, I've never been into power. I think that skill overcomes power for the most part. And Francis Ngannou is all about power, not about skill. A former boxer who trained in nothing but stand-up for his heavyweight title fight, even though, let's be honest, this is MMA. That means you're going to the ground as well. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man each and every Saturday night, Pacific time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern, and that's Sunday morning in the New York area. And, of course, in Honolulu, Hawaii, good old 7 o'clock p.m. Honolulu, what's happening in Hawaii? I want to say hello to my buddy Alex out there because he shoots me texts every couple of days. Hey, Taco Man, what's going on? Hey, Taco, the bottom line is Taco Man's hot and happening tonight, and you're part of the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's our toll-free listener line. And listen, if you're drunk, I understand. It's Saturday night, Sunday morning, so you can drop me a text if you want. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Next up is Dominique Jimenez. That's right. Dom's Diner, baby, next on the Taco Man Radio Show.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All right, what is happening, everybody? Welcome back in Dom's Diner, Sports Byline, USA Broadcast Network, SiriusXM Radio, all that good stuff, heard around the world. We are back open for business. I have the best and the worst in the week of sports. Let's do this thing. Let me tell you what I've got as some specials tonight. My first special, winners, because who doesn't like a good first course full of awesomeness?
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
That's right. So winners, my first winners, the Phoenix Suns, the Sacramento Kings, and the Atlanta Hawks. That's right. Three teams combined as one winners. Why? Because they all won at this week's NBA draft lottery. So first off, the Phoenix Suns, they have the best odds of winning the lottery. They have the number one pick. They're continuing their ongoing rebuild. Devin Booker's been frustrated. He's obviously their best player. He said he's done with not making the playoffs. Devin Booker's going to get some help from this number one pick, assuming the Suns don't do something completely weird. Two options on the table. You draft Arizona center DeAndre Ayton, or you draft Real Madrid point guard Luka Doncic. You have some good players, young players, Marquez Chris, Dragan Bender, Josh Jackson. Obviously, you've got Devin Booker, who's almost an all-star. So there are some pieces in Phoenix. They might be able to make some moves moving forward. They are definitely winners. Sacramento also won because Sacramento moves up and gets the second overall pick. They had an 18% chance to jump into the top three, and it happened. They'll pick number two. The best option for them is to draft Ayton or Doncic, whichever one doesn't get picked by Phoenix. So Sacramento continues their rebuild. A lot of young talent, but how many of them are actually franchise player potential? We're going to have to find out, but they're in a good spot at number two. And the third winner is the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta definitely won because they have the third overall pick and can get a huge player at number three. Now, Doncic and Ayton are probably not going to be there, but Marvin Bagley, Jaren Jackson, those type of guys who can make an impact will be available at number three. So the Atlanta Hawks, you guys also won. All right, and I just mentioned Luka Doncic. Well, he's actually my second winner this week because at age 19, Doncic becomes the youngest EuroLeague MVP in history. The Real Madrid point guard and possible number one overall pick if he decides to come out. Possibly number two. Guaranteed he's going to be a top three pick. He was named the MVP of the EuroLeague on Saturday after his 16.7 rebound performance helped lead Real Madrid to the championship game. Doncic just turned 19 and back in February. He's 4 years younger than the previous youngest winner of the award, who was Milos Teodosic back in 2010. Doncic averaged 16 points, 5 rebounds per game, while continuing to develop his reputation as perhaps the best European prospect in history. If he does enter the draft, he's going to be a top pick. Luka Doncic, you had a good week. You are a winner. All right, and my third winner is J.J. Watt. The circumstances of him being a winner are horrific, horrendous, quite upsetting, but J.J. Watt proves that he is a winner both on and off the field. He's an all-pro player, defensive end for the Houston Texans. He is also an all-pro human being after the horrific school shooting that claimed 10 lives on Friday at Santa Fe High School in Texas. J.J. Watt has formed a school. He's going to pay all funeral costs for everybody who was killed on Friday morning. This comes after J.J. Watt raised $37 million to help the city of Houston recover from Hurricane Harvey last year. J.J. Watt just proving that athletes have a platform and they're able to give back to their communities because of this platform and position they're in. So it's very, obviously I wish the circumstances were different. There weren't 10 people dead, including high school students, but it makes me happy to see J.J. Watt continue to step up for the city of Houston and the state of Texas. So, J.J. Watt, you're an amazing human being, and you're definitely a winner this week. Okay, and we'll try to lighten things up here at the diner. We've got some great losers. First off, first loser this week is Eli Manning. Finally, the Eli Manning memorabilia lawsuit saga is over. Maybe you didn't hear about this, but Eli Manning, there were three sports collectors who accused the Giants quarterback of providing bogus game-worn equipment that was sold to unsuspecting fans through Steiner Sports, who Eli has a game-used contract with. That lawsuit has finally come to an end because they've reached a settlement. there was not 100% proof that he knowingly gave them non-game used items. They originally sought triple the amount of their alleged losses, which totaled less than $20,000 combined for buying two helmets billed as worn by Manning. They had sought punitive damages, claimed in court filings they could produce evidence that would show Manning engaged in a pattern of knowingly providing items to Steiner that he misrepresented as having been game used when he knew that they were not. The Giants denied the allegations. They said it was inflammatory and baseless. Jury selection was supposed to have happened this week. And here we are, finally. There's a settlement. And this was filed back in 2014, 4 years. And one of the helmets in question was reportedly used by Manning during their 2007 Super Bowl season. That is a huge issue because that is a very expensive helmet. As a memorabilia fan myself, Steiner, very good to us here at the network. There was nothing cheap about a game-used Eli Manning helmet, let alone one from the Super Bowl season. So that has finally been resolved. Obviously, you can't say whether he was guilty or not because there was a settlement and never went to trial. But I think Eli's going to be happy to have this done with. I don't think he was weighing on him too much, but I'm sure it was a pain in the butt to have. Good job to the collectors for not letting it slide and staying on top of it. All around, the whole thing was a mess. Everybody's a loser except the plaintiffs in a way because they got their money. Second loser this week, Robinson Cano, second baseman of the Seattle Mariners, breaks his hand. He's expected to miss a few months. And then hours later, after that news came out, he was suspended 80 games by MLB after he tested positive for a banned substance. He tested positive for the diuretic furosemide, which violates MLB's drug prevention and treatment program. He said he would accept the suspension, which begins immediately. Cano had a prescription given to him by a Dominican Republic doctor. The substance is used to treat various medical conditions there and in the United States. However, the diuretic is also used commonly as a masking agent for performance-enhancing drugs. Cano did not have a therapeutic use exemption, a TUE, so he got suspended for 80 games. So he broke his hand, got suspended 80 games, losing out on a bunch of money. That is a very bad week for Robinson Cano, and because of that, he's a loser this week. Third loser, David Price. We're going to stay in the baseball world. David Price recently developed carpal tunnel syndrome in his pitching hand, in his left hand. And David Price has denied that it was because he plays Fortnite 3 hours a day. Yes, David Price, just like many other athletes, just like many other people, thousands, millions of people around the world, plays Fortnite a lot. If you remember, Joel Zamaya, former reliever for the Detroit Tigers, developed carpal tunnel syndrome from playing too much Guitar Hero. That eventually derailed and ended his career. So, David Price, time to come clean. But until then, you are a loser. All right, it's time for a little good job, good effort. This one, good job, good effort, goes out to Baltimore Orioles pitcher Dylan Bundy. Gave up 5 hits, 4 home runs, and 7 runs. That's right, 0 outs. Became the first pitcher in modern MLB history to surrender 4 home runs in a game while recording no outs. He got the start. He got 0 outs. Good job, good effort, Dylan Bundy. We've also got time right before we close up the diner for a little bit of say what.
Say what?
A 25-year-old man was arrested this week after posing as a Hurricane Harvey refugee in order to play high school basketball in Dallas. Sidney Bouvier Gilstrap Portley started the 27-2018 school year at Skyline High School under the name Rashawn Richardson when the district was opened up to hurricane evacuees. He transferred to the school as a 17-year-old freshman, played basketball there this winter. He was even voted as the District 11-5A Offensive Player of the Year. But the scam fell apart in April when one of Gilstrap Portley's former high school coaches at North Mesquite High recognized him at a tournament and told Hillcrest's coach, "Hey, that guy graduated from North Mesquite in 2011. Police arrested Gilstrap Portley last Friday. He faces charges of tampering with government records. Say what? That whole thing is weird. It's really shady of him to be doing all of this under the guise of being a Hurricane Harvey refugee. That is going to wrap things up here at the diner. Thank you so much for joining us. But we've got a whole lot more to show, and I'm going to throw it over to Taco Man because he's got some more things to say. Taco Man, take it away.
You know, I do. And the first thing I've got to say is, you know, props to Mr. Watt for covering the funeral expenses down there in Houston, this and that. But we shouldn't have to be dealing with this. I mean, you've got to make a decision here. Is it cool to have guns or is it cool to watch people die? I'm an ex-cop. Nobody would be like more pro-gun than I. Actually, I'm not pro-gun. I'm anti-gun. I don't think people should have AR-15s. I don't think people should have assault weapons. I don't think people that are mentally unbalanced should have guns. I don't think you should be able to get a gun in this country at a gun show. 41% of the guns in this country are sold without a background check. Did you know that? Do you think that's cool? Is the NRA, are they giving you money like they are the Congress people in this country? Let's get to that. $30 million they gave the president. $30 million for his campaign. That's a lot of money. You wonder why he sides with the National Rifle Association. And they're not really for gun owners, baby. They're for gun manufacturers, not gun owners. Now, let's talk about some guns in baseball. The Athletics were winners today, actually Saturday. 5-4 winners were the Blue Jays. The Cubs came up short. Reds prevailed 5-4 over the over the Cubs. I don't know. The Cubs are like, they've got a winning record still of 24-19, but they were supposed to get back in a real groove this year, and I just don't see it. Anyway, the Reds fall to 16-31. The Dodgers, speaking of the team that's supposed to be in a groove, 18-26 were a 4-1 winners over the Nationals. Of course, the Nationals one of the better teams in the world of baseball, no doubt about that. Straight up, the Giants, the good old Giants, they actually were winners today, 9-4 over the Rockies at home. The Giants won a game, snapping a three-game losing streak. They are like the worst team in the NL West. We know it because that's our team here in the city by the bay. The Phillies were 77-6 winners over the Cardinals. Speaking of the Cardinals now, I won't. Anyway, the Indians were 5-4 winners over the Astros. The Padres prevailed over the Pirates, 6-2 there. The Diamondbacks came a run short to the Mets, and let's check out some other scores here. The Cubs, they said 10-9. That was a 10-0 winner over the Reds. Anyway, the bottom line is, let's talk sports. We've got open phone lines around the planet. Got a little while left in the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got a little unnerved by this latest gun thing. I just did. I mean, you know, this little girl said that she sort of expected it. I mean, imagine that. A 14-year-old girl saying she expected a mass shooting at her school because it was just inevitable. What does that mean? If we live in a country like this, it doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. Yeah, people get stabbed in the United Kingdom, in England, a lot more because they don't have too many guns over there. But, you know, I don't know. Guns are just, they're just the worst. So as a policeman, you would never imagine what a gun can do to a person as far as with bullets and assault weapons, good Lord, it's like getting hit with a bullet from an assault weapon is akin to being hit by a bullet and having a grenade go off inside of you. I kid you not. So anyway, I'm not big on gun rights. I'm not big on gun control. I'm just big on common sense. And common sense is we can't be giving away or letting 41% of the guns in this country get away through these gun show sales with no background checks. That's crazy. You are tuned to Sports Byline, not NRA Radio. Sports Byline, the SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Bucket giving to Allen, sending a wide left. He has to reverse his field, but he gets away for a moment. Comes back up the middle of 30, 35, 40. Hurts past 2 minutes to 50, down to the 40, picking up a blocker. Oh, Toledo! Touchdown, Raiders!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Wrapping things up here on the Taco Man Radio Show. Don't forget, Taco Man Radio comes to you each and every Saturday night if you live on the West Coast. That's 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. if you live on the East Coast. That's Sunday morning. And, of course, 7 p.m. if you live in Honolulu, Hawaii, the 50th state. I've got some listeners over there. Herman, what's happening in Herman over there in Honolulu, Hawaii? Once again, you are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. I want to thank the, man, that kid's just getting better week in and week out. Not a kid anymore. He's in his 30s almost. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez, our superstar, no doubt about it. Props to Dom and Dom's Diner. Combat Sports, what can I say? We tell it like it is. Don't forget, if you're a Combat Sports fan, you always hook up and check out No Holds Barred, which airs at Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. Of course, that show's all about pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. They rock and roll as well. Of course, Dr. Mike Leno, the wrestling genius, is the sort of like the brain part of the wrestling show, no doubt about it. Anyway, that is No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, each and every Sunday right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Well, I got to say this. I'm hot. I'm ready to go. I'll be at the playoff game tomorrow. Yeah, I got my ticket. I'm not giving anybody else any tickets. If you wanted to give me $4,000 or $5,000, I might consider parting ways with this ticket. But outside of that, I'm not giving this ticket up for nothing less than $3,000 or $4,000. How did I get the ticket? I bought it from a guy for face value. I kid you not. Hey, you got friends, baby. You got to have friends in the world of sports. And this guy sold me a ticket for the game three. I'm talking about Houston and the Golden State Warriors game three. He sold me a ticket at face value price. Hey, Taco Man's got connections. I kid you not. So I will be there. Won't be exactly courtside, but I won't be too far from the court. I'm talking about Sunday, of course. The big game later today, game number three, the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors favored by a few points here at home. What's going to happen here? Are the Rockets a team that could dethrone the Warriors, or is it going to end up being Cleveland and LeBron, of course, and the Warriors again? Who knows? But we'll find out in the coming days, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. I'll see you next week as I'm out of here.
This is Sports Overnight America.